The human rights group Amnesty International is calling for Turkey to fully implement democratic reforms approved by the Turkish parliament. Amnesty leader Irene Khan says Turkey needs strong institutional reforms if it is to improve its human rights situation. Speaking after talks with Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan, Amnesty International Secretary General Irene Khan said a number of crucial developments had helped accelerate the reform process in Turkey. She said her meeting with Mr. Erdogan, whose Justice and Development Party, or AKP, heads the government, was an indication of the positive changes taking place.
The end of conflict in southeastern Turkey, the clear majority of the AKP government in the last election, and the desire of Turkey to enter the European Union has created a unique momentum for change. Internal will to change, as well as external pressure for change, has opened a new environment in which human rights are finally on the political agenda.
Turkey is hoping to open membership negotiations with the European Union by 2005. EU governments have consistently cited Turkey's poor human rights record as the leading obstacle to its joining the group. In a bid to overcome such criticism, Turkey's 14-month-old government has passed a broad array of democratic reforms. They include easing bans on teaching and broadcasting in the Kurdish language, as well as stiffening penalties for torture. Ms. Khan said such reforms had yet to be fully implemented.
The government has announced zero tolerance for torture, but reports of torture, ill-treatment and police brutality still continue. Despite hundreds of complaints, prosecutions against state officials remain rare. New laws to reduce impunity have yet to bite. Indicted officials remain often on active duty. Sometimes they don't even come to their own trial because they are on duty. Yet, human rights defenders are being regularly harassed with judicial proceedings.
During her meeting with Prime Minister Erdogan, the Amnesty Secretary General urged the establishment of independent monitoring of human rights. She also urged repeal for laws that criminalize non-violent expression of opinion, deemed to insult state institutions and government officials. Ms. Khan also appealed to the Prime Minister to release prisoners convicted under those laws, including four former Kurdish members of parliament who have been serving 15-year jail sentences for their alleged links with a Kurdish rebel group. They include Leyla Zana, whose chief offense was to have addressed parliament's inaugural session more than a decade ago in the Kurdish language. Amrin Zaman for VOA News, Ankara.